A carefully engineered celebration of risking one's money to try to beat the odds took place in Springfield, Massachusetts today as the new MGM Casino opened its doors. New England Public Radio's Alden Bourne begins our coverage.
Crowds lined Main Street, waiting for a chance to enter the new casino. Sisters Bernadette Stewart and Mona Dudley of Greenfield arrived at 6 a.m. Dudley said they like to play the slots.
This is great. It's like being a kid and have the circus come to town. You know, good food, good wine, gambling, people. Yeah.
Eddie Crespo of Springfield said he doesn't have much luck, but might play blackjack or roulette once inside. He thinks the casino, with its 3,000 jobs, is a positive development for the city and the region.
I think it's good for Springfield. I think it's going to help the economy and look at all the people here, creating a lot of jobs. It's a real booster for the whole Western Mass.
We've been here since 6 a.m. this morning.
Tracy Malley lives in Holyoke. She said she wanted to be part of the opening experience. She had a more nuanced take on the potential impact of MGM.
You know, it brought in a lot of jobs, and I hope it does for the city of Springfield what they said it was going to do. Now, I'm a little skeptical. We'll see.
Opening day featured a parade with the UMass marching band, Clydesdale horses, and union workers who built the $960 million complex. Soon, it was time to get down to business.
All right, Springfield, are you ready to be the first guest of MGM Springfield?
The first customers, who had stood in line since 4:30 a.m., were announced. They walked past television cameras and entered the new casino, followed by hundreds of other people. Many looked as if they'd already won. For New England Public Radio, I'm Alden Bourne.
And I'm Sean Tian, directly across the street from the casino at Tony's Famous Barbershop. Carmine Manzi's my barber, and like every morning, he's cutting a customer's hair at 7:30. Construction work on the casino caused a lot of traffic snarls right in front of Tony's, but Manzi's not complaining.
I love it, yeah, I think it's going to be really, really good. You know, for us, maybe I hope for a lot of business, I think it's going to be really good.
There's a new salon in the casino and another a few blocks south. Emily Cortez is standing outside Meech's Beauty Salon. I guess there's no excuse for a bad hair day in Springfield's South End. Cortez lives in Holyoke, but is often at Meech's.
Sometimes I help them.
Her sister owns it. And while she sees the possible benefits of the casino, like bringing jobs and business to the downtown area, she worries crime might increase.
It's gonna be money and robbery, stuff like that. It's gonna be awful, I know. I'm afraid of that.
The Springfield Police Department is trying to ease those kinds of concerns. It's been touting a new 40-officer metro unit in anticipation of the casino. A total of $13 million in city, state, and MGM Springfield funds are being spent on security downtown each year.
And can I pray for $311?
Next door to the salon, Martin Antonio Valentino is buying scratch tickets and running lottery numbers at Buckeye Brothers Smoke Shop. He's a regular at the coffee and tobacco store that has a number of lottery games.
I play everything that I can make it.
Valentino actually used to live where the casino now stands. That was before a tornado destroyed his apartment building in 2011. He says he'll probably visit the casino from time to time, but it won't replace Buckeyes.
You go casino, you go Buckeye, you go Wallabing over there. Your luck is everywhere, you know.
In fact, Buckeyes owner David Glantz says the casino's opening day didn't hurt sales at all.
My lottery's been up today. You know, people, before they're going to the casino, they were coming here playing Mega Millions Powerball, buying scratch tickets.
Glant says he's never seen this level of foot traffic near his store.
I mean, MGM brought a ton of people downtown today. It's unbelievable. It'll be great for business if it keeps up like this. I got no complaints.
And that's the mood among many in Springfield's South End. Optimism, but cautious optimism. For New England Public Radio, I'm Sean Tian.